We continue our examination of the Scriptures of Lent with week 2 of Cycle B. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 2, verse 9a, which is the first part of verse 9, verses 10 to 13, and verses 15 through 18. At this time, please stop the podcast and read these passages from your Bible. Last week, we read from chapter 9, the establishment of a covenant between God and creation after the great flood. This week, we move ahead 13 chapters to the story of Abraham, his son Isaac, and the sacrifice Abraham was to make on Mount Moriah. In Jewish tradition, this is the 10th and final trial that Abraham will face. With the rescue by an angel, Abraham's total devotion to God becomes clear. He has faced 10 trials, has trusted in God completely, and was able to be victorious. And therefore, God blessed Abraham. Our New Testament reading comes from the letter to the Romans, chapter 8. Verse 31 to 34. Please pause and read that passage now. Paul, the great evangelist to the Gentiles, is writing to Christians in the city of Rome, the center of the known world at that time. It is his desire to come to Rome and spread the good news of who Jesus was. But before he gets there, he writes so they will understand who he is. And he also wants to explain why he does what he does. Using himself as an example, Paul preaches that God's love can overcome all obstacles to our salvation. He asks the rhetorical question, if God is for us, who can be against us? People were wondering why the Christians were being persecuted. And Paul, in this letter, attempts to explain that they can overcome all persecution, all temptation, as long as they rely on the power of God. The gospel reading for the second week of Lent comes from Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 10. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He hardly knew what to say, they were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, This is my beloved Son, listen to him. Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. All three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, have the Transfiguration story, which is always read on the second Sunday of Lent. This event takes place on the way to Jerusalem, where Jesus is teaching his close friends and apostles. He leads them to a high mountain. In biblical times, all cultures and religions believed that the divinity, the gods, lived on the mountaintops. And when you went to a mountaintop, you were in the presence of God. Why these three? Why Peter, James, and John? They will have special leadership positions in the early church after Jesus rises from the dead. And perhaps Jesus was giving them some insight into who he really was. He becomes transfigured before them. The inward divinity that was Jesus becomes visible. Nothing was added to Jesus. It was already there, this divinity, but now it was made present, to those on the mountaintop with Jesus. It is very important that Elijah and a Moses both appear conversing with Jesus. Moses represents the law of the Old Testament. Elijah represents the prophets, those who spoke God's word. And with Elijah and Moses both being present on the mountaintop, they are showing that Jesus was deeply rooted in the sacred scriptures. He was the promised one from of old. Peter says, "Let's make three tents." Peter does not want to leave the mountaintop. The idea of making three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, was to stay on the mountaintop longer and enjoy the divine peacefulness and bliss that they were experiencing. But Jesus takes them back down the mountain. It is a way of telling us that while it is good to be in the divine presence, it's more important to take that divine presence, to take that experience you felt, and return to everyday life, but now facing everyday life in a new way. Jesus makes his first prediction of his death. He tells them not to tell anyone what they had seen except after he has risen from the dead. They don't understand at this point, but it will all become clear on the Sunday after Good Friday when Jesus rises from the dead and everything becomes clear to them. As a side note, it is interesting that God only speaks twice in the New Testament, once at Jesus' baptism and once here at the Transfiguration. And in both times, he makes crystal clear that Jesus is his son, and we are told to listen to him. What better message could we receive than to understand that by listening to Jesus, we will achieve salvation? If you have any questions or concerns about this passage, please feel free to contact me at mkojancic@youngstowndiocese.org. Keep the word alive. Until the next time.